This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. My thrill to have Helen Flynn, our ambassador for the Seniors Solutions team here at the Eric Stewart Group. If you're looking to buy or sell, and the time has come to downsize or right-size, as we call it, which might include upsizing, you know, I mean, frankly, we got a couple that's selling out of Belmont Country Club that is looking to right-size. And I want to take a few minutes and chat about this scenario because I'm hoping that our listeners have a home that they're thinking about selling that might be the perfect house for this particular couple. They're looking to buy a home that matches in some ways the quality of the house that they're in now, the views that the home has, which it backs up and has these gorgeous eastern views of the golf course, of the fairway on one of the holes. It's just stunning, beautiful, magnificent property for $1.6 million that'll come on the market in the next 3 or 4 weeks. You know, that they're going to sell. They want to move to something kind of on the lateral around $1.2 million, not necessarily downsized to something small. They just want to get something that gets them closer into town, still gives them that kind of awesome artistic view that they already have. You know, that kind of view that just goes on forever. It's the dream to own a property that looks out on the ocean, where you get the view of the ocean when it's beautiful out, not during the middle of a hurricane. But, you know, when you have a property like that, so we're looking for a buyer. And Helen, why don't you just share now, what is the area that we're looking for? What kind of property does our couple in Belmont Country Club look to purchase?
One that could be updated a bit, one that needs a little TLC, but that the setting is special. Something perhaps in Oakton, something in Lansdowne. It really depends on the property itself, not so much the inside or what it might need, but the aesthetics of it. And that's going to be hard for them to beat from the one that they're in, but it will be doable.
We had a property in McLean last year that we sold that backed up to Pimmit Run, a branch of Pimmit Run. Very marvelous lot, level walkout basement for about $1.75 million. We're not going to be able to get into McLean in the size of home at 1.2 that they're looking for. So it's probably going to need to be out a little bit further, possibly on the other side of 495, Vienna, Oakton, Great Falls, maybe as far out as Herndon. You know, Falls Church might be a consideration as well. If you're listening and you think, hey, I've got a home that I think is worth about 1.2, even 1.3 million that would offer a really stunning view. You know your lot is fabulous and you just want to find out if it might work. Give us a call. We'll take the information down. We'll run it past the buyers that we're talking to and see if it might fly as interest for them. That's 800-900-9104 and ask for Helen Flynn specifically, who will guide you in that conversation. Again, 800-900-9104. It's fascinating on the buy side with the market being as tight as it is currently. We're at that, you know, the pendulum swing of a lack of inventory as rates have continued to drop and now recently have been climbing a little bit. We haven't seen any kind of slowdown yet in the market. But if rates continue in their trajectory, we were down on the 10-year treasury at 0.65 about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, and we're now up over 1.1, 1.2, which is still incredibly low. We anticipate this year will be strong all year long. This will be a very good market to be a home seller. And we want to caution you not to underprice your home and not to rely on one person's or two people's opinion. It's important that you get a good sense of how much your home is worth, not just the quality of care that you get from your real estate agent, but a true conviction of where the value is. Helen, we sell on the value, not just to the buyers, but also to the appraisers, because the appraisers come in behind the buyers and need to see the justification in that pricing. Some of the best ways that we sell on value is to bring forward the location, the elevation, the amenities, and all the improvements that a home seller has made, obviously bringing comparables as well.
I like to get a list from my sellers of the updates that they've done in the past 5 to 10 years, and also of the things that they particularly like about their home. Something may have struck them several years ago that may not be as obvious to us that really will click with someone else. So I often ask for that input. It's a partnership between the agent and the seller.
It is. It's a partnership between the agent and the seller. And owners, you need to have confidence that the agent's going to sell the value. You've been living there. You know the drawbacks and the benefits of your home intimately. Your agent needs to get that, be able to present it, sell the benefits, and overcome the objections in order to achieve the highest price yield for you, right?
Right.
So price is what you pay. The value is what you get. Warren Buffett, your agent is going to come up with a price. And when you're talking with real estate agents to come up with who you want to hire as your agent, you need to make sure that when they come up with a price that they can justify that value. I was at a listing appointment in McLean last week, and this gentleman off Kirby Road has a gorgeous single family home that is by size, huge single family house, but it's got some challenges to the layout of the property. We need to take the challenges, which is bedroom locations and then certain spaces and that kind of thing, and even backyard space. And instead of focusing on where the negatives are, really sell what it has that makes it different as the positive. Take whatever is your negative and make it your positive, and you'll, interestingly enough, attract buyers who also think that way about that house. I asked this gentleman, how is it that you fell in love with this house? He said, well, it just met everything I was looking for, and I got so much more house for the money. What I'm trying to say is that the house has got some challenges. It's got more space, but maybe it doesn't have as much yard, or maybe it's got a little bit of a busy road, right? You come over to the buyer side of the thinking, sell them on the benefits, and you can get that price that you're looking for. Helen, we got about 40 seconds here. Can you give us one of your pithy thoughts here in the last 30 seconds, something that our clients can go and our listeners can go back home and think about this week?
Be flexible about your plans for the future. I think many of us have had to shift what we think we're going to do next. And it may not be a community, it may not be a condo, it may not be in Virginia, it may be with family. Explore all the options that are out there for you as you look at what the next years will bring. Life just doesn't stand still.
Helen Flynn, part of the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster, glad to have you on the show today. We'll be back next week with more of Helen and more thoughts on the market. We hope you'll join us then, 8 o'clock here on WMAL. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The Beacon Newspaper's first virtual 50-plus expo, now live at beacon50expo.com, takes place on an easy-to-use, specially designed website offering free access to speakers on a variety of health and financial topics, 24 classes including exercise, meditation, cooking, and more, entertainers ranging from comedians and singers to Broadway and classical music, plus nearly 100 government agencies, nonprofits, and businesses offering services and products for older adults. So you'll have time to enjoy and absorb all this information. The expo site will remain available free of charge 24/7 through January 2021. Valuable door prizes are awarded to visitors every week throughout the period. Take a minute now on your home computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone to see what we're offering at beacon50expo.com. That's beacon, B-E-A-C-O-N, 50expo.com. And come back again and again to enjoy the speakers, classes, entertainers, and informative exhibits. Again, that's beacon50expo.com, sponsored by Maplewood Park Place of Bethesda and the Maryland Department of Aging.